Today I'm talking with Lee McElroy, author of the upcoming book, Treasured. Lee, it's great to be with you today.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what inspired you to write Treasured.
Actually, what inspired Treasured was a cigar box. A few months after my granddad passed away, my aunt sent me a cigar box filled with little mementos that were his, just odds and ends, a leather coin purse, a pair of cufflinks, a little Bible pocket promise book. And as I went through the cigar box, I realized that I was coming to know him through these tangible objects in a whole different way than I had known him when he was living. And it's really a keepsake that I'm very fond of and still take out from time to time. And as I looked at the things in that box, I started thinking about what might be in God's cigar box, if he had one. What sorts of things, treasures, keepsakes, might there be in his word that would reveal to me in a new way some things about his character and about our relationship? And so that was how the book was born.
How do you think Treasured will help people in their daily lives?
You know, I strongly, in every book that I've written, have wanted readers to experience God in a new way. Emily Dickinson has a great line of poetry. She says, tell the truth, but tell it slant. And I think sometimes when we change our perspective a little bit, when we sort of adjust our way of looking at things, we can come to appreciate something that might be familiar in a whole new way. And so the way in Treasured is taking those tangible objects from the pages of Scripture, a bell from a high priest's robe, olive sprig from the dove that Noah sends out from the ark, a piece of scarlet cord that Rahab lets down her window in Jericho as a signal to the spies, taking each one of those objects and meditating on them chapter by chapter and learning something new and fresh about God and about our relationship with him. So I think it'll give people a fresh approach. I hope it will.
What would be in your treasure box about you as an author, the thing you'd want readers or even God to remember about you and your message?
You know, the interesting thing about this book, about Treasured, is that I never thought of that question until I finished writing the book. And then I thought, gosh, what would be in my box? What are the tangible reminders of my relationship with God, my history with him, that mean something to me and that are part of my story, his redemptive story in me? And so the last chapter of the book is called In My Cigar Box, or Inside My Box. And there's a dozen, an even dozen mementos in that chapter, sort of similar to the dozen stones that the children of Israel picked up out of the Jordan River when they crossed over to the land of Canaan. And they're sort of memory stones. There's the first Bible that I had as a child, which I still have. And there's sort of a little meditation on that and what it means to me. There's, a silver spoon that I got in vacation Bible school as a kid. I'm probably revealing my age and my background there for memorizing scripture. That is sort of a memory to me of how I came to love God's Word young and love it still. There's a small horse figurine in my box. I was a horse-loving girl, and there's something about that nature and that relationship that speaks to me about my own salvation in kind of an obtuse way, but I do explain it in the book. There's a small card that someone gave me a few years ago that I call my Jesus card that really just is a picture that has a prayer on the back. And basically the bottom line is just Jesus help me. And that's a reminder to me that he is my help and that I need to turn to him for help. There's a photograph of a place that's been kind of a spiritual home for me, a place that I go back to sort of on retreat or as a pilgrim over and over again and have for several years. And when I look at that photograph, I'm immediately in that place and my heart just kind of knows what to do. It's a place of memory and it's a place of growth and it's a place where God has met me over and over again in my life. So those are some of the touchstones in my box. And the hope is that when readers read those things, not so much they'll know more about me, but they'll begin to think, what are the things in my own life? What are the touchstones or the treasured things in my own life that make my relationship with God real and true and fresh?
She's the author of Treasured. Lee McElroy, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you.